just a solid group. I think if you look at them, kind of position by position, there's not a lot of weaknesses over there. Obviously their front is very disruptive. Their linebackers are aggressive, and then their secondary between Patrick and Matthew. I mean, they've got some of the elite cover guys that we've seen this year, so it's going to be a big challenge for us this week.
If you look at Carson Palmer, both you guys are number one picks, Heisman Trophy winners, both tore your ACLs twice. Is he someone you've tracked throughout his career or spoken to during this process?
To be honest, not really.
No.
Obviously I've watched him. He's been a great player for a long time. And I think it's been pretty cool to see someone, like him, come back from the ACL and have the success he's had, and just prove that, it can be done, regardless of what people say or think. But as far as talking to him, I really haven't.
You went on this journey, though, of going to a second team, and that's a similar situation to him. And he said he really struggled in the first year there adjusting to a new offense and everything. Do you kind of look to him as somebody where you can see, where you can excel at that level in a new system like this?
Yeah. I think obviously everyone adjusts to a different situation, a little bit differently. I think it takes different people different amounts of time. But, obviously, he's been a couple places and he's had success. And obviously, he's probably playing the best ball of his career right now, at what, year 13 or 14. And so, it proves that it can be done.
So you've been playing at a high level. It looks like you've been improving as you've been here, maybe more comfortable. Chip says there's another level with you and everybody. Do you feel like as you're getting more comfortable, there is another level for you that you can get even better than you've been?
Yeah, I think so. I think hopefully, I'll continue to progress, continue to get more comfortable in what we're doing. Like I said the other day, I think, as a quarterback, the more confident you are in the scheme and what you're doing, the easier it is to go out there and just let it rip and trust yourself. And I think that, the more that happens, hopefully, that's what you'll see.
Was not having the traditional sense of making checks at the line and audibles, was that something that you had to get used to? And is that part of the reason why we've seen more confidence and more comfort out of you over the last several weeks?
As far as what?
Not having that luxury to do that, to make traditional checks at the line, let the clock go down to, a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that really has a whole lot to do. Obviously, that's something that we did a lot in St. Louis, and, it is a little bit of a different mentality here. But I think over all the past few weeks, like I said, I think it's just, getting more comfortable with what we're doing, feeling more comfortable with the guys out there with me. I think just developing that chemistry.
Chip said yesterday that he brought you here with the idea that you would be here for longer than a year. I know you don't talk about your contract, but is that your sense as well? Do you assume that you're going to be here longer than this year?
Kind of like I tell you guys every time you ask something like that. I'll get into that in the off season. I'll think about that in the off season, but I'm not too worried about what's going to happen. 3 or 4 months down the line, we got a big game against Arizona this week, and that's really all I'm focused on.
Sam, what is the challenge like against a team that blitzes as often as the Cardinals do?
I think one of the unique things about this defense is, they run a lot of different personnel groups with those blitzes too. And so I think the communication, between Kelsey, between our tackles and our running backs and making sure that we have everyone properly identified will be, a real key to us, protecting and blocking their blitzes. I think you can get in trouble against this team, when you start to misidentify people, and you're not sliding to the right guys.
The fact that Chip indicated that he would like to have you here long term, does that mean anything to you, or is that you hear that you just kind of, well, yeah, I knew that.
It's great to hear those things, but I don't think that really means a whole lot, and it's not really going to change the way I approach things. So, I'm sure I'll pay more attention to that stuff in the off season.
Contracts aside, with you getting more comfortable in this offense, Chip spoke about the best quarterbacks in the league have been in their system for several years. Do you kind of look at this offense and think that if you had several years in it, you'd be able to operate it at an extremely high level?
I would hope so. Yeah, but I think if you look around, a lot of the guys, who are playing at a high level have been in their systems for, a style and, you know, have gotten really comfortable with what they're doing. And, you know, I would hope that, you know, if I were in the system for multiple years that, you know, I would get more comfortable and, you know, we could really kind of tailor it, you know, and get it nailed down to what we were really good at.
So in Carson's case, he had a full spring, a full summer in the offense, whereas you, there was more restrictions. Do you think that held you back earlier this year, the fact that they slowed you throughout the preseason?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, it's hard to answer that. You know, I think, you know, you'd always like to get more reps. I think, you know, the more time you have with something, the more comfortable you're going to get. But, you know, like I said, when we were going through this process, you know, in the spring, you know, I don't think it would have been worth me to go onto the field and tear up my knee and set myself back physically. You know, I'm sure there would have been some gains mentally. But if I wasn't full go for camp, then I'm not really sure how that trade-off would have went.
Sam, you said you could take it to another level. You believe it, Chip believes it. What does that mean? What do you need to do to take it to a point where you're going to say, you know what, I'm comfortable, I'm happy with this?
You know, just be more efficient. You know, better in some of our situations. You know, third down red zone, I think, are areas that, you know, we can improve and I can improve. And, you know, I think, you know, you look at the really good offenses, you know, they keep themselves on the field on third down, they convert in the red zone. And so I think, you know, just playing more efficient in some of those situations.
You've been here a while now. Do you like it? Do you like the area? How are things?
Things are great right now. We've won two games in a row, so they're awesome.
But do you feel settled in here? Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it here. You know, obviously it's a lot different than anywhere I've ever been before. But you know what? I really do enjoy it here.
Could you envision yourself testing the free agent market, Sam?
You know, that's, like I said, that's a couple months away. You know, I'm really just worried about these next 3 weeks. Obviously, this week versus Arizona.
Great connection last week to Nelson for the 53-yard score. Now that he has his first one in the books, are you expecting more out of him scoring-wise?
I hope so. I mean, hopefully, you know, that's a connection that we can, you know, build on. You know, obviously, it was a great play by him, a great catch, and, you know, hopefully we can see some more of that.
I know you're not worrying about it for the next few months, but is your preference to re-sign here as a free agent?
Listen, we are not, I mean, I've told you, I'm not really worried about that right now, so I can't really give you an answer.
Sam, two more guys. A quarterback, by the nature of the position, is a leader, but there also is a difference between that and being a kind of a locker room leader. Last few weeks, you've seen you've gotten more comfortable in doing some of that. Is that just a process for a guy in a new guy with a new team?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, like I said, I think, you know, over the past couple weeks, you know, I've just kind of felt the need, you know, to be a little bit more vocal. But at the same time, I think it's just the fact that, you know, I feel more comfortable saying things now. You know, after being around the guys, you know, kind of going through battle with them, you know, I think they respect me a little bit more and kind of, you know, take it to heart, I guess, a little bit more now.
So some of the biggest differences, Sam, between places that you've been? You said obviously a lot of different spots than your previous ones. What are some of the most notable differences?
There's a lot more people here, and they seem to like football a lot more here.
Sam, on that pass to Nelson, obviously there's a comfort in the pocket. They stepped up a few times. What has made you, and I think it's obvious, that you're more comfortable in the pocket? What has made you more comfortable in the pocket?
Yeah, I think just getting out there and doing it. You know, I think, you know, after not playing for a year and a half, coming off two knee injuries, I think, you know, there's only one way to really get that, you know, experience, and it's to get out there and do it. And I think, you know, just getting out there, getting those live reps, you know, obviously getting some reps in practice, working on pocket movement, but I think that's one of the reasons I've gotten more comfortable out there.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, guys.